broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Got a really good show for you. It's Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, joining us, and Sandy Cross, the Chief People Officer for the PGA of America, and Michael Nider, the General Manager of Princeville Mackay Golf Club, and Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator. She's going to give us some tips about what we need to do to get better. And Beth Ann Nichols, Senior Writer, and that is Golf Week Senior Writer, former collegiate player, pleased at the time to make solid contact. I think we're all pleased to make solid contact. I got some tee times for you if you'd like to get out to play. Volcano, it's 57 degrees, so dress nice. Okay, warm. 832, 912, and a 1048. Makalei has an 858 and a 942. And the primetime engineers, they're going out. We've got aeration at Poipu, but that was Tuesday, so things should be the way things grow now. Poipu has an 8:30, a 9:30, and a 10:30, and the women's volleyball team is heading out to the course, and, you know, the junior leaders, they're out as well. We've got a great show for you this morning. Kiahuna, by the way, has an 11:20 and a 12:48. Kauai Lagoons has a 10:10, and Turtle Bay, 8:48, 10 o'clock. Rahu Wine Country Club, 8:39, 9 o'clock. And Bayview has an 8:36 and a 10:08. The Lost Boys are heading out on the golf course. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, lost or not. Wailua, make that Wailea. Wailea Gold Course, 11, 11:10, 11:20. Emerald, 9:20, 10:50, 11:20. Blue Course has a 9:10, a 9:50, and an 11:30. And Maui Nui has an 8:40, a 9:28. Kapalua, there's a 9 o'clock and a 10:10 and an 11 o'clock. And the Dunes at Maui Lani has a 10:28. I hope you're enjoying this because we have brand new equipment. And it's just wonderful to have brand new equipment. It just takes some getting used to. All right. We're going to come back right after this with somebody. I just love her energy. Beth Ann Nichols, Senior Writer, Golf Week
Golf
Magazine.
Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Beth Ann Nichols, Senior Writer, Golf Week Magazine, former college player, pleased to make solid contact. Welcome into the clubhouse. All right, we're just trying to get our guest up here.
Okay.
There she is. Hey, Beth Ann.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's always a little challenge to get used to new equipment. Hey, I gotta read this. All right. 2 days after I returned home from Pebble Beach last July, that wasn't just this last July, it was last July a couple of years ago, Ben and I received the call of our lives. We drove to pick up Jordan that night, and so began the most beautiful chaos. Today, Jordan became ours forever in the eyes of the law. Let me know, how old is Jordan today?
She's 16 months old, and yes, that is true. It was an absolute whirlwind. We've been trying to adopt for some time, and it literally happened overnight. As soon as I got back from the U.S. Women's Open last summer.
Wow. Well, I mean, so he's, did you say he's 16 months old?
Yes. My husband, I'm in Texas covering the Chevron, and my husband is doing a wonderful job on his own. I'm so proud of him. He's a trooper.
Is he walking or trying to yet?
He is. He does a little bit, and then he gets tired, and it takes a lot of effort, and he goes back to all fours, and then he tries again. So it's not, we can still keep up with him at this point, but I think it'll be quick before we know it. It'll be even more chaos.
Yes, it's nice when they're stationary.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have to go chasing them. It's good for our figures, though. You know, we get a little exercise. Yes, and okay. So the Chevron Championship, $5,200,000. Is that one of the biggest purses on the LPGA?
Well, it's a beautiful thing that this week, you know, they shared the news of a huge announcement to $7.9 million.
Oh,
it was a massive increase over last year. This purse was the lowest of the five majors by quite a margin. So Chevron in a way is playing catch up here a little bit to the U.S. Women's Open, but. U.S. Women's Open, the AIG Women's British Open, you know, those are KPMG. Those are all double-digit purses now, so 10 million or higher. So, but it's absolutely wonderful. Excuse me, frog in my throat. Because as you know, when this championship moved from Mission Hills, it created a lot of angst to leave Dinah's place, and so. You know, people are really looking for a commitment from Chevron, so that bottom line goes a long way.
Excellent. Yeah, looking for a commitment. Awesome. Now, Nelly Korda, she's won four back-to-back, going for her fifth. She's won Fur Hills Saripak Championship, Ford Championship, T-Mobile Match Play, LPGA Drive-On Championship, and now going for the Chevron. And she's at the top of the leaderboard. And what is her secret right now to this incredible run?
Well, I think she's in a great place mentally, for starters. And, you know, she's crediting that, looking back at the 7-week break that she took after that first win. She went to Prague, spent some time with her grandparents, just, you know, put her clubs away for a little while. And she said she couldn't remember a time that she put her clubs away without being forced to because of an injury. So this was a great, you know, fun reset for her after a long off season. You know, because she plays in the Grant Thornton, she played in the PNC Championship with her father, and that takes us right up to Christmas. You know, so then turn around and play in the TOC, the Tournament of Champions, in January. So it was good for her to have that time, and of course she came back out and won, you know, three more events straight in a row, and is looking to become the first and only player since Annika to win five consecutive starts and, you know, going into a major championship this week. For her fifth, obviously Nathan Lopez won five consecutive titles as well, but the unique part is the fifth being a major.
It's incredible. The only person ahead of her right now is just by one stroke. I'll tell you, Thitikul. And then there's Nelly Korda and Jin-hee Im. They're together tied with 8-under. And pronounce Atia's name for me, please.
Pronounce whose name? I'm sorry? Yelimi?
The leader.
Oh, Ataya Tidikun.
Yes, thank you. Ataya.
Yes, Ataya Tidikun. Yeah, she's from... She's from Thailand, and, you know, certainly one of the best players on tour that hasn't won a major yet. Last year's Bear Trophy winner. The most interesting storyline about Ataya right now is that she suffered a thumb injury late last year and had to take months off in order to rehabilitate, change her grip. And this is her first start to the 2024 season. So it's pretty remarkable when you think about all that time off and the changes she had to make.
Yeah. And here she is at the top of the leaderboard. That's incredible. It's wonderful to see the tenacity that our women have. Just the traveling alone blows my mind. To follow them, how often do you go on the road with the LPGA?
Well, I'm not as often as I used to tell you the honest truth. I'll probably get out to about 10 events this year. I used to go to more. We'll see what, how motherhood impacts things. But I've been to many of the Asian events, obviously go overseas for the majors. They do have a tough schedule. There's no question about it. With two Asian swings, there's a Solheim Cup this year, and there's also the Olympics added to the schedule. So, there's a lot of weeks that players are looking to peak.
Looking to peak. And in addition to that, it's an incredible lifestyle. You have to have a major commitment to be on the road all the time. It seems they're on the road all the time.
Well, that's very true, and you miss a lot. It's funny, I was talking to Lottie Woad's English caddy, who's the English national coach at the Augusta National and the Dammitter, about what makes Lottie special, and he said that she's prepared, sacrificed, to do whatever it takes to be the best, and there aren't a lot of players who are willing to do that. And to that point, he expanded by saying you have to be willing, to miss the wedding, to miss the graduation, to miss out a lot of, really important moments in your life in order to do this job, because you are gone a lot and you sacrificed a lot. And it was interesting because So-Yeon Yoo, former number one, two-time major champion, she announced her retirement and played her last LPGA round yesterday. She's 33 years old, and she said one of the big reasons that she decided to step away was when she was home for 9 months in South Korea during the COVID pandemic, she realized what a normal life looks like. And this is someone who turned pro at 17 and has been, here in the United States, playing full time away from home for more than a dozen years, and really, she didn't realize what she was missing, shall we say.
Yeah.
And I think the moments that can't really be recreated in a hotel room.
Yeah. It's hotel room to hotel room to hotel room. Where do you wash your clothes? Where am I supposed to? It's nonstop questions about just the daily things that need to be done. And then you're working the whole time. And then you're on the road again. There's really no breaks. Hawaii's Allison Corpuz, right now tied for 36, 72, 71. She's got, that lifestyle going on. And I asked her if she'd be on the show one day, and she said, I'd love to. Let me see when I can do that, It's like,
right.
Yeah? How is she going to be on the show? She's playing golf right now.
Yeah, no, it's really tough. And, obviously, the global nature of the tour, she's often in a crazy time zone. She might be asleep. Another week right now.
Exactly. And the amateur, Lottie Woad, four strokes back of the leaders. She's four under. Now, she's from England. And how old did you say she is?
She's 20 years old. She's a sophomore at Florida State, playing in her first LPGA event, let alone major championship. So this is a big week for her. And, it's funny, I was just at Augusta National with Lottie, and she had, her family, she had her childhood swing coach, her college coach, her teammates. So many people were, with her that week. And nobody was planning on her, qualifying for a major. And so she's here this week with, on her own. Her team is playing in the ACC Championship. She has a local caddy on the bag who happened to play college golf. And she's really surprising us all.
It's wonderful. When you have a commitment like this, they've been committed from, when do they start playing? 5 years old, 6 years old?
In many cases, in many cases, that's all they do. They don't play other sports. They specialize only in golf, which I think is why you see a lot of players you know, leaving in their 30s. There aren't that many players, you know, any given week you could count on your one hand, one or two, three players maybe that are 40 or over in a field.
And what do they decide to do, generally speaking, once retiring? Is it start a family? Is it go into another profession? Use their golf knowledge?
Yeah, we see a number of them go into the TV. I know a number of Korean players do that as well. Obviously, you know, players do that here at Golf Channel. You know, college coaching is a popular route that players take. Obviously becoming swing instructors, we see that too. I guess it just depends on how much money you made and who you married as to whether or not you go on to have another career or you just, become a stay-at-home mom. There are a lot of factors that go into that.
Yes.
But the nice thing is players are making a lot more money than they ever have before. And there are players out here that have made enough money on and off the golf course that when they do retire at 35 or what have you, they might not have to work again, regardless of what anybody else brings to the table.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's beautiful. And I always think about some of our retired, women who have been playing or were playing in the 50s and 60s. You know, when they went in, there wasn't much of a, how many options did they have coming out of golf? And some were terrific teachers. And some wrote great books on golf and teaching golf. But there weren't too many opportunities back then. So we're really lucky today to have the purses that we have, and they're growing. They need to be deeper, more money for women. But I do see what you're saying about it's getting better. I was surprised. What's up with Rose Zhang didn't make the cut. 74-75. After like blazing into the LPGA last year,
Rose has been juggling a lot. She has, obviously just wrapped up her winter quarter at Stanford, so she took a lot of time off from the tour to focus on her academics during the off season and beyond, and so I think there's probably still a little bit of rust there. She's also started working with a new instructor very recently, and Todd Anderson, who works at PGC Sawgrass. She's got a lot of moving parts right now. And Rose also, she has a lot of commitments, a lot of sponsors. She's doing a lot of off the golf course stuff. So I think she's just trying to figure out how to balance it all right now, probably.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the first time out is all that adrenaline that's flowing through you. It's all you're thinking about. You're in it. You're on it. And then adrenaline only lasts so long. Rose is one of the new players, but who do you, and she's obviously not going to be in, she's not playing today because she didn't make the cut, but who do you see as strong enough to pull off as top 15, maybe with a chance to win, a Maha Stark or Lydia Ko?
Well, I'd love to see Lydia Ko make some kind of a move. So far, she's not doing that. She's even parsed through five holes. So that's kind of surprising. Hit on You, last year's Rookie of the Year, is a strong player, shot 66 yesterday. I think she's starting to figure a lot of things out pretty quickly. And gained some distance going into the season, which this is a big golf course to me. It requires a lot of power, and so I think she's one to watch. We're supposed to get some weather this afternoon, so that's always a fun thing. So we'll see how that goes. G.A. Shin is on the golf course right now. She's 5 under on the day, 4 under total. She's someone that I know will be in the World Golf Hall of Fame one day, just a global, worldwide superstar. She's been the number one player in the world here on the LPGA, player of the year in Korea, player of the year in Japan many times over, and wants really badly to play in Paris in the Olympics. And so that's why she's taking advantage of all these starts that she can get here in the U.S. So she's on a mission.
She's on a mission. That's Jin Hyun.
That's Jin Hyun. She plays right now. She's South Korean, but she plays full time in Japan on the JLPGA. She left the tour to go back to play in Japan, to be closer to South Korea because it was just too far from her family. She right felt on. Like even though she'd won several majors here, two majors here in the U.S. and was, you know, a world beater, but she just didn't want to be that far from home. So after she kind of conquered the LPGA, she went, and she'd already conquered the KLPGA, she went over to the JLPGA, where they only play three round events, and they shuttle around on trains, and somebody takes care of your golf bag for you, and it's just a much easier lifestyle. Of course, she had to learn Japanese, but she mastered that too.
whatever it takes, and if your heart's in it, you'll do it all. I was surprised. LPGR, that is Soyeon Ru, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering names, folks. I really apologize. And defending champ Lilia Vu both withdrew with injuries.
Well, Soyeon retired. Lilia Vu and Angel Yim.
Angel Yim, yes, thank you.
Yes, and both, and Angel was the player who lost in the playoffs to Lilia last year at this event. So that was crazy to watch both of them, you know, bow out. Lilia didn't even make it to the first tee.
Wow.
Where her back started to tighten up and caused her to withdraw. She's been dealing with a back injury for several years now, and it just kind of seems like she never knows when it's going to, you know, bite her. As for Angel, she won't reveal exactly what she was doing in Austria in November when she broke her ankle. She keeps telling me she doesn't want to embarrass the person that she was with, but she said it was something I should have said no to, an activity. It was a winter activity.
Yes.
In Austria. And so she broke her ankle and thought that she was experiencing a lot of pain when I talked to her on Wednesday, even still. But she was prepared to give it a go, and it just proved to be too much.
Yeah, let's see. It could be sledding, skiing, ice skating.
Right. there are a number of possibilities there. But he's a good sport.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. It's an interesting morning with the brand new equipment. We're all getting used to it. And Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, I'm always so incredibly excited to have you on the show because you're just a wonderful, wonderful communicator. And I appreciate that. I love your writing. And I can't wait to hear about when Jordan is running around the house, and
it might be by the time I get home.
Yeah. Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer, Golf Week magazine. Thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, we're coming back with Karen Palacios Jensen. CardioGolf.com is where you can find more about cardio golf and Cardio Golf TV. She created it all. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's Super Riding Mower Sale. We have mowers for the homeowner to supersized landscapers, and they're all in stock. I mean, mower accessories galore, and if you're going to work on the, you know, like a huge lot, you need to mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it. Well, then let the equipment do the work. And we ship off island, and new shipments arrive every day. Aloha Power Equipment, EVLA, that's right close to the gas station, and in Waipahu. You just go down Farrington, make the left when you get to Waipahu Depot Street. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, the only LPGA professional on the list. Facebook at Cardio Golf is where you'll find her. She's Golf Digest Top 50 Golf Fitness Trainer, the only LPGA professional on the list. I'm reading this backwards. The lead instructor for Golf Channel, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, and Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I love to have you. I'm sorry that we're a little on the late side. We got brand new equipment in the house, and it's really exciting, and I sound really strange to myself. I'd like to talk to you about practicing. Practicing, you know, it always requires a golf ball, and then you get frustrated because, you know, you can't hit the ball necessarily. Tell us about practicing without a ball.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. Think about it. You know, when the ball kind of owns us, so when the ball is there, especially when you're working on a swing change, the ball owns us, and so we do whatever it takes to hit the ball. So we might not be able to do those swing changes, or maybe the backswing, you can do the swing change, but then your natural tendency takes over. So sometimes it's frustrating that way. A really good way to practice is to make practice swings and do them mindfully, because that way you're able to reinforce those swing fundamentals and the mechanics, because there's no judgment of where the ball is going. So that's a lot of my program. As you said, I have the cardio golf program. I have this little short practice club, and it's short for a couple of reasons, Danielle. It's short so that you can swing inside. You're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. The club head is closer to your hand, and think about it. The swing happens so fast, we're not even really sure what's happening at impact. So you can really, like, stop at impact and check to make sure that club face is square. And since there's no ball is going, you can actually make the movements that you're trying to rehearse. And if you do them enough times, then they start to feel comfortable, and then you can take it to the course or practice with the ball.
Well, that makes sense. Now, this is the shorty club, right? And you're indoors. What if I have a mirror? Would that help me?
Absolutely. And, you know, we can't really see what we're doing when we play. But if you have a mirror, you can check your ball position, or, you know, just your video camera. Just put it on selfie and check your ball position, your setup. Find a good picture of a person, a professional that has, you know, your kind of same body type, and try to emulate them. You're not going to look exactly like them, but if they're a professional, they probably have better posture than you do. So you can try to put yourself in those positions. And you want to do this so that you're not thinking about it, like, on the golf course. You don't, like, if you're making a grip change, you don't want to think, oh, I got to put my finger here or there, and then you got to put the ball position, my body. So you do all this stuff away from the course so it's natural, and then when you go play, then you can think more about strategy and where to hit the ball and distance, direction, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What do you think of those? You just sparked something in my mind. What do you think of those grips that they're like training grips?
They're my favorite. And the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, I watched him on the driving range at the Masters hit shots with a training grip. So if that guy is doing it, the rest of us should be.
That is incredible. You'd think that after a while you'd have honed into the, you know, this is the way I got to hold the ball. But that is not necessarily, it's not, We're not robots. Every day we feel a little bit different, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, what ends up happening is, let's just say something's happening in your swing and you're opening up the club face. So then we might tweak our grip a little bit in the wrong direction, and then after a few rounds, you've changed your grip completely the wrong way. So, you know, it's just, golf is just one of those things that you just have to be constantly monitoring your swing fundamentals.
Well, now that I know that Scottie Scheffler is using a grip, I'm going to be using a grip. We're cutting out just a little bit, so I was just kind of covering. I apologize if I stepped on you, so to speak, in the business. But what is cardio golf? Why do you call it that?
Well, so I wanted to represent golf and fitness, so that's why I chose cardio golf. In my classes, we do exercises to increase endurance, to help you get stronger, more flexible. So I chose cardio because I really like cardio, and I use this little step, for lack of a better way to explain it. It's my float, and we do cardio exercises. So we do up and down and side to side and lunges. So you're getting your heart rate up. You're getting exercise while you're practicing your swing at the same time. And my slope is curved like a fairway because think about it, Danielle. You know, maybe in Hawaii you guys have completely flat lies, but in North Carolina, where I'm from, the courses are very slopey, and you never have a completely flat lie. So you should be rehearsing some of your swings on up and downhill lies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's where it gets really weird when you're like, okay, I'm up here and the ball's down there, and what should I do with my shoulders? How do I lengthen my arms? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Those are things, knowing like where the ball, how the ball slips and how to play those shots are natural. If you're a seasoned golfer, if you're not, you kind of have to learn those. So it's easier to learn it away from the course than to try to do it on the golf course.
Yes, it's also less embarrassing. So you would say we... Obviously, we can't join you in a classroom. So can I do this? Is this video? Is it a recording?
Online. I have an online subscription. It's tv.cardiogolf.com. You can go on today and do a free trial. And I have a weekly workout. That's the best way to start. So every day, I have a warm-up to do, all golf-specific. And even if you're not a golfer, it's great for you, flexibility. I do strength or cardio depending on what day it is. And then my signature workout I call Groovier Swing. So we do swing drills with the shorty club and the slope. We practice uphill and downhill lies. We practice keeping the club face square. We practice doing swings faster to get more club head speed. So you're rehearsing your swing without a ball, and you're practicing the motion, and your body's getting used to swinging that way.
I love it. CardioGolf.com. That's where I can sign up?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, this is Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. It's easy. CARDIO. CardioGolf.com. Thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. We got to do this every month because you always have great insights. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you. Bye.
Aloha. We'll be back. We're going to go to Kauai. Yes, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
On the list of America's 100 greatest public courses, it's number 6. That's Golf Digest 2023-2024. Best courses you can play in Hawaii, 4th on the list, 2023-2024. That's Golf Week. And the top 5 most scenic golf course in the world, National Geographic Traveler. You know, if you go over to the Princeville Mackay Golf Club, you will be entranced. Just absolutely entranced. And Michael Nieder, General Manager, Princeville Mackay Golf Club, is here with us. Welcome in the clubhouse, Michael.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thank you. Did I mispronounce your name? I'm doing that today.
Oh, it's okay. I get that pronunciation more than my normal pronunciation.
Well, tell us what your normal pronunciation is.
It's Nieder.
Nieder. Michael Nieder. Yeah. Okay. See, now I know. it's a good feeling. All right. But right now, I can't go play at Princeville Mackay Golf Club. What you folks doing?
Well, you can come play. We do have 9 holes still open.
Okay.
So right now we are in the early stages of a bunker renovation on the golf course. We're going to be doing some improvements to our drainage on the golf course because our golf course gets probably more water and rain than almost any other golf course in the state. And we're also replacing the majority of our cart path on the golf course as well to improve the improve the ride as you go along and enjoy the view.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, the Princeville Mackay at Princeville Resort, Robert Trent Jones, wasn't that the first one he did by himself back in 1971 when it opened? He had done it all?
Yep, yeah. Up until that point in 71, he had worked with his father on a lot of projects, and then this is his first bite at the apple, so to speak.
Yeah, and it was redesigned in 2009.
Yep. And that was all, you know, that was also Robert that did that as well.
He did it. Yeah. He wouldn't let anybody else touch it. And, you know, and rightly so. I mean, seriously, that's, you know, it's his baby. And the Mackay course, tell us about, you know, what you see when you go around it.
Well, the golf course is, you know, you said it in your intro there. It's one of the most beautiful golf courses in the world. We had the distinction from National Geographic, and that was really, you know, something that's based purely on the beauty of the golf course. And, you know, we have ocean views on both the front and the back nine of the golf course. The front nine, you have views of Hanalei Bay, Bali High, and then as you go at Queen's Bath, and then as you go onto the back nine, you have a long view of Anini Reef, which is the longest reef in the state. There's so much to see, and then you also have the mountain range and the backdrop with beautiful waterfalls most of the time of the year. So, you know, your sensories are kind of not sure if this is supposed to be real or not.
You know what? You can't leave out the native woodlands. I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, we have 5 endemic bird species that make their home on the golf course as well as a result of, you know, the habitat that the golf course creates for them. So we do a lot to protect our native wildlife here in the state, which is fantastic as well.
Yeah, it warms the heart, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the control over the environment, and you can keep those green parrots out. I mean, I love the beautiful green parrots, but You know, gosh darn it.
We try to take better. We try to take care of the nene and the yes. and the gallinules.
All those wonder. And the golf course is like there's six different sets of tees. So you can yep. either be like, you know, one of those incredible guys who can, you know, I don't know, hit at 2,000 yards. All right, that's an exaggeration. But you know what I mean. Or you can be somebody like me who's, you know, happy just going straight ahead and, you know, this is great. It's, what, 7,200 yards from the tips?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, even you know, it doesn't always necessarily feel that long, which is a good thing, too, because, you know, the golf course is built along the trade winds. So, you know, the longer holes, you tend to get a little bit of help, and then the shorter holes, you tend to get a little bit of hurt. So, you know, it is very playable for all abilities, but it definitely tests, especially when we get a heavy trade wind coming through. Oh, it tests the best of anyone.
I bet. I need to ask you something. Just, you know, why, a lot of people say, why is aeration necessary?
It's critical, especially when you're in a really wet climate like we have. It definitely helps with the water flowing through the soil. It helps get a lot of air into the soil, which is really critical, and that's what a lot of times breeds a lot of, you know, new growth into the grass. In addition, like the plants, over time it starts to build up in the soil and it gets thick, and it prevents all of those nice nutrients to flow through the soil, and also the air and the water to drain through. So you got to kind of create some holes to get the water to go down, to get the air to come in, and then that helps keep it green and keeps it growing fast.
Awesome. That's important. You know, all the stuff that's underneath that we don't even see, it can get compacted, and everything just kind of doesn't work right. Nothing flourishes and grows easily. That 2024 renovation that you're doing now, mm-hmm. you started, how long do you think it's going to be going on?
It's roughly about a 3-month project.
Oh.
We're going to be back up and running before you know it. And like I said, we still have 9 holes open, and you're going to have some beautiful views on those 9 holes no matter what. So the great thing about the way we've structured it is, you know, it's allowing people to still play the golf course. And the part of the golf course that they're going to be playing is going to be not impacted from any of this work that's going on.
Right. You won't be a part of that. You'll be in like your own little place where you wouldn't even know if you didn't know.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal, exactly. The 2009 renovation, why did he go the seashore past Palom? Was that a brand new grass that would work better with salt air back then?
Yeah, back then it was pretty new, especially I think in the state, but you know, it's still kind of new in general for a lot of the seashore climates. But yeah, it's way, way more salt tolerant. And it also helps us, especially, you know, when we're in a really fragile ecosystem like we are, it really helps us to, you know, manage any different types of grasses or weeds that might come in because of the salt tolerance. And we can apply salt to the grass if there's any weeds that pop through because of how tolerant to the salt it is, which is not going to, you know, spread any harmful chemicals or pesticides or herbicides onto the golf course that would inevitably run off into the ocean. So definitely helps us with our sustainability footprint, but also creates a more lush golf course experience for our patrons.
Right on. Okay, and I love this fact. You give a price break to kids 6 to 12 if they're playing with a paying adult.
Absolutely, yeah. Anyone, kids 6 to 12, when they come with their parent, they get to play for free.
It's got to be after 10, so when all those mm-hmm. morning warriors go out, women and men.
Yeah, the dew sweepers.
And then after that, it's time to let families get on the golf course. This is wonderful. Michael, is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't given you an opportunity to say about the Princeville Mackay Golf Club?
You know, just in general, we're really thankful for our ownership that's been really supportive and trying to continue to improve on what's already an amazing property. And, you know, the time that I've spent with Mr. Jones talking about this and, you know, making sure that it definitely stays within his vision of what the golf course originally was and the intention. You know, we're really thankful for that. And we're just excited to have improve our playing surfaces in general. And when we have a heavy rain like we had a week ago, where some of the island, parts of the island got over 12 inches of rain in 24 hours, you know, we're going to be back on our feet a lot quicker than we have been in the past.
Wow. 12 inches. You know, it's hard to imagine a foot of water falling, but is Mr. Jones there working with you folks occasionally? Does he come by to stop in, see what's going on?
He's here quite a bit. You know, he still has a home here on the island, and he spends a lot of his time. You know, he kind of splits his time between here and California. But, yeah, he spends a lot of time here at the club.
That's awesome. So this is a $3 million project in 2 6-week blocks, 9 holes, closed April 15th. And 6 weeks, after 6 weeks, they'll reopen, and then the other 9 holes will close for the same length of time. 9 holes will be open to resort guests throughout the renovation. Princeville Mackay Golf Club on Kauai, the first solo design by Robert Trent Jones Jr., opened back in 1971, I remember. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, Michael.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. The chief people officer of the PGA of America is going to be in the clubhouse with us. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
All right, we've got Aloha Powers Super Riding Mower Sale. It is on now. It's Aloha Powers Super Riding Mower Sale. We have mowers for the homeowner to the supersized landscaper, all in stock. The supersized landscaper, the mower accessories galore that you have at your fingertips, okay? Mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it, let your equipment do that work. And we ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Sandy Cross is the chief people officer, the PGA of America. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sandy.
Thank you, Danielle. I'm excited to be here.
You got to tell us, what is a chief people officer? What do you do?
So as the chief people officer, I get to care for our people at the PGA of America. We've got just over 300 team members. Our home office is in Frisco, Texas. That's north of Dallas. And I get to focus on our people and make sure that we have a values-based, purpose-driven culture and that we're bringing the mission of the PGA of America to life. And our mission is to serve our
nearly 31,000 PGA of America golf professionals and grow participation in the game of golf.
Wow. That's awesome. What a wonderful thing to do every day, to take care of.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had to have you on the show because Jason Faircloth has been on the show way back when, you know, I think it was 10 years ago. And when he was first bringing the USDGA to the fore. So now the 2024 USDGA Championship is starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday. It's starting Monday at the PGA Golf Club in Florida. The USDGA is the U.S. Disabled Golf Association. And it's wonderful that the – how did the PGA of America get involved?
I discovered Jason Faircloth on LinkedIn in 2019. He had put a post out to the world about the USDGA championship and what it was and that they were seeking support. And it really piqued my interest. So that's the first year that we got involved, 6 years ago in 2019. We started out as a small sponsor. And 2 years ago, Danielle, we decided, you know what, let's host this at PGA Golf Club, which we own and operate in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and really collaborate with Jason and his team to raise the bar on the championship, just operationally and experientially, take it to the next level. And also at the PGA of America, in our championships portfolio, at the time, we didn't have a championship that focused specifically on individuals with disabilities. And we identified that it was time for us to have that in our portfolio of things that we support and help operate.
What do you hear from the participants, the people who are disabled and who get to play in this tournament?
They absolutely love it. And I think our desire and our vision to help raise the bar operationally and experientially has really come to life. You think about PGA Golf Club and these athletes with a wide variety of physical and intellectual and sensory disabilities are going to have the opportunity to play on a championship caliber golf course. And that's the Ryder course. It's actually named after Samuel Ryder, the namesake and the founder of the Ryder Cup. It's a Fazio design, and it's got this really distinct, actually a Carolina feel to it. But it's an incredible venue. And not only is the course itself championship caliber, but it's operated by PGA of America golf professionals. So that helps raise the bar as well from an operational and agronomic standpoint with the golf course superintendents. And I think, you know, there's so many other neat attributes about PGA Golf Club. There's a PGA gallery, for example, that has a display of memorabilia that really traces the history of the game. The food and beverage experience at PGA Golf Club is top drawer, with the Taplow Pub, the new Florida Room. There's outdoor seating and dining options. And also Port St. Lucie County, where PGA Golf Club is situated, is very affordable. There's a lot of things to access. You could even access the beach. The beach is drivable, but it's an affordable destination in terms of travel and entertainment for surrounding opportunities while the championship's going on. So we hear a lot of great things about it. And again, we feel like we've raised the bar and we want to continue to partner with Jason and his team to get better every year.
Yeah. What is the Pablo Club?
The Taplow Pub.
Oh.
I would liken it to a grill room.
Uh-huh.
And Taplow, the PGA of America was founded in 1916 in New York City in the, I believe, Taplow Room at the Hotel Martinique. And the Taplow Pub pays homage to the history and tradition and our founders at the PGA of America. We're a professional trade association, and that's the Taplow Pub is the namesake of that founding experience.
So cool. It's a pub.
Yes,
love that.
And the food is tremendous.
Of course.
And even, I'll tell you a little a thing that I love. If you order a burger in the Taplow Pub, they emblazon or brand the PGA of America logo on the top of the bun. It's the coolest thing.
That is cool. That's what I call the full experience. you know, take it over the top, right on top of that burger. What about the people who are participating in the championship? Do they give you any feedback about their experience and why it's important to them?
They do. And these individuals, and I was so struck by it, Daniel, when I first saw this 6 years ago. They are incredible athletes. As I touched on earlier, they have a variety of physical and intellectual and sensory disabilities. You know, you'll see amputees, individuals with visual impairments, people living with cerebral palsy, wounded veterans, individuals who are short in stature. Maybe they had a stroke, just a wide variety of challenges that they have conquered.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them play is not only incredibly inspiring for those of us who are watching and cheering them on, but you see them just have these incredible moments of pride and accomplishment, again, on that championship caliber stage, which is the Ryder course. So we get really good feedback. And candid feedback, too. I keep mentioning how we want to raise the bar.
Sure.
It's really valuable that we hear from these athletes and they can say, hey, here's some things you can do better next year, whether it's around accessibility, mobility, maybe the guest experience for the individuals that they're bringing with them, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm really impressed because I know that it really makes the soul feel good to be acknowledged and to be able to compete on a playing field that is, quote unquote, equal. So you're getting the same treatment that any other person would get in competitive environment, and you get to hone your skills to the best of your ability, and then you get to test those skills on the playing field. And that there's nothing better than that. Even if you don't win, you still know, okay, this is how I did. This is what I can work on to get better. And anyone with a disability who has the drive to get to the point where they can even qualify to get into the tournament, you know, they're always seeking to improve. And this is wonderful. Golfers have to have an index of 36.4 or lower. And I'm not sure what this means. WR4GD, I think it is.
That's correct. WR4G is the World Ranking for Golfers with Disability.
Oh.
So it's a parallel rating system or ranking system, if you will, to what I would call a traditional USGA handicap. It's specifically a rating system for golfers with disability.
Awesome. So
and
that,
in this championship that we're talking about, there are 15 classifications within which the individual can register depending on the disability that they're challenged with.
Wow, that's fantastic. So 15 different levels, so to speak. And that's great because it gives everybody a chance. So who can qualify for this tournament? How does a person get involved in the U.S. DGA?
They can learn more at usdgagolf.org. There are certainly opportunities to compete, but also opportunities to volunteer or donate or partner with the USDGA. And in terms of qualifying to compete, they do need that WR4GD pass that you mentioned with the rating of 36.4 or less, as you mentioned.
Okay. So, but if I went to usdgagolf.org, I could both find out about what volunteer work I could do or how I could partner with the PGA of America or how I could contribute to be maybe a co-sponsor somehow, how I can get involved. And if I'm, if I'm a regular person, able-bodied, everybody's a regular person, but if I don't have a disability, can I volunteer? Can I be there?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. We have quite a number of volunteers that will be with us Sunday evening through Wednesday, the championship rounds and final round and award ceremony. And volunteers are really important, especially with a field that is made up of athletes with these varying disabilities.
Yeah.
Some of them do need extra assistance, spotting the ball or what have you. So volunteers are really important for this championship.
Awesome. Great. All right. And again, you would go to usdgagolf.org to find out about volunteering, to find out being the person who is inside the ropes and competing. You have a very interesting background, Sandy. I was just, going through all the different things you've done, and you got the 2023 100 Black Men of New York Corporate Leadership Awards for your role in leading the PGA of America's diversity. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. I appreciate your kind words. And we've been really fortunate to be partnered with the 100 Black Men of New York. That's the largest chapter in the U.S. Of that organization. And when we think about diversity, our grand vision is that the game, the golf industry workforce, and the golf industry supply chain will truly mirror the demographics of America. And the golf industry workforce is 2 million jobs in golf annually. And the golf industry supply chain is $102 billion annually in
wow.
the country. So through organizations like the 100 Black Men and the USDGA, it gives us an opportunity to talk to individuals who are underrepresented, not only in the sport from a participatory standpoint, but also in the golf industry workforce and or the supply chain. We want more individuals from racially and ethnically diverse backgrounds, more individuals with disabilities working in the business of golf, and more diverse-owned businesses and disabled-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, working in the golf industry supply chain. So we've got a lot of neat programs, PGA Vendor Match, PGA Job Match, where we are very intentionally showcasing through these partners, like the 100 Black Men USDGA, showcasing these opportunities to work and do business and play in this industry. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. Sandy Cross is the Chief People Officer of the PGA of America. She was also named to Diversity Global Magazine's 2023 Top 15 Influential Women in Diversity. So I have to ask you, make golf your thing, the movement. You're part of creating that.
I am co-leading that initiative with a counterpart, Neera Shetty, at the PGA Tour. She and I co-lead it. The visionary for Make Golf Your Thing, which started in the summer of 2020 with Seth Waugh, who is the CEO of the PGA of America. He and Jay Monahan of the PGA Tour and Mike Wan, who was then at the LPGA and is currently at the United States Golf Association, they came together, and there were two things they wanted to do. They wanted to really catalyze the opportunity for infusing diversity into the game, the workforce, and the supply chain, and also simultaneously capitalize on the boom that the golf industry felt coming out of COVID. As you probably well know, the golf industry did quite well during and after COVID because golf was a sport that individuals could engage in during the pandemic in a more safe and responsible way. So there was this boom, and the golf industry leadership wanted to make sure that that wasn't just a flash in the pan, that those people who tried golf for the first time or came back to golf during the pandemic, that we were retaining them in the sport, and then similarly really catalyzing individuals from diverse backgrounds, identities, and abilities coming into the sport and staying in the sport. So this movement that started in summer of 2020 called Make Golf Your Thing is continuing to thrive today. And it's focused on those three pillars, the game, the career paths, and the business opportunities in supply chain.
This is great. I mean, who would know, you know, if I hadn't been talking to you, I'd never know that the PG of America was this involved in, I mean, there's job match, vendor match, beyond the green, career and business opportunities. If someone's interested in any of these things, getting into the business of golf, is there a place to go?
Yes, absolutely. So a centralized location is makegolfyourthing.org. And within that portal, if you will find information about participatory opportunities, grants. You will find career path opportunities. There's a job board. And you will find procurement opportunities where diverse-owned businesses can throw their hat in the ring for sourcing opportunities within the golf industry.
Awesome. It's makegolfyourthing.org. Wow. Learned a lot today, Sandy. Thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Oh, Danielle, it was such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Sandy Cross, Chief People Officer, the PGA of America. Aloha and thanks so much.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Yes, Casey Nakama is going to be in the clubhouse after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Let's go.
Come on. I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, I don't really think that much about just how much golf generates for the economy. You know, we go out and play a round of golf. And American Golf Industry Coalition, the National Golf Day, it's all about the driving the economy by the numbers. Here we go. $226.1 billion total economic impact of golf in America, including direct, indirect, and induced impacts. $102 billion, the total size of the golf economy nationally. $25.6 million, total number of on-course golfers. Did you know that's 8.3% of the U.S. population? Boy, I think we're growing, huh? $80.1 billion in total wage income from about 2 million U.S. jobs. and 15,000 plus approximate number of U.S. golf facilities with more than 10,000 open to the public. And then we have the $31.1 billion total expenditures produced by the golf industry, $7.2 billion total amount spent on golf supplies, $510 million total rounds of golf played in 2022, so it's probably up even more than that, $1.65 million the jobs impacted by the golf industry across America. And I don't, you know, $41 is the average green fee in the United States, and 8 out of 10 golfers play public golf. That's just truly amazing. And it's state by state here in Hawaii, 2.5 billion dollars. That's how impactful this whole industry is on the economic state of the Hawaii and just state of the union. It goes very high. Speaking of someone who's been in the business for a while, in fact, he's, Michelle Wee was his, the phenomenal Michelle Wee was his golf coach. And he's coached so many people. So we're going to bring him in right now. I thought we were going to take a commercial break, but I think we need to jump right in before we run out of time. Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, inducted in 2015, Managing Director, Newtown Range, that's on Ka'ahele Street, Director of Golf, founder and owner of the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, Michelle Wee's first coach, and Dean Wilson's coach. Welcome into the clubhouse, Casey.
Good morning, Danielle. How's it going?
It's going good. It's a beautiful day. Are you playing golf?
I'm not playing the golf. I'm down at the range. Actually, we just started. We're going to open the range at 9 o'clock, and I'm starting a women's program with Sid Okino. And this is the first time we're going to try teaching a bunch of women.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us more about that.
Well, we just we had a call from a organization and asked if we could help some of the women with a clinic. And so I talked to Sid Okino, and I have a few other instructors, Nicole Sakamoto, Anna Omemura, that's all eventually going to be helping. But, we want to get the women more involved, give them a little bit more help so they can enjoy the game a little bit more.
Yeah, so how does the program work? Tell us, if I were to show up today, what would I expect?
Well, right now, this is just in its infancy program, you know, at this point.
Sure.
We took a group of six for now, and we couldn't take more at this time because I didn't know how big it was going to be. But we're taking six, and they show up this morning. And because it's at the range, at our range, we can only be working on the golf swings. We're not going to be working anything with the short game and putting, anything like that. We're just going to be focusing basically on the golf swing. And so we run it for about 5 weeks and try to get their fundamentals down so they can start to enjoy this game.
Oh, I like that. I mean, everybody wants the swing so that when they're on the first tee, second tee, third tee, fourth tee, it goes on for 18.
Yeah.
You want to be able to stand up there and actually hit the ball. You know, such a relief comes over one when that's accomplished.
You know, one of the things that I'm going to be focusing on, especially for the women, is making sure that they can get a decent swing to hit the tee shot, because I believe that the tee shot is one of the most important shots that we hit because it sets up the rest of the hole. And then for the women, they need to hit their hybrids or their fairway metals, and they got to get it down the fairway, making contact, moving down the fairway so they can get it closer to the green, and then we can focus on, you know, hitting better iron shots. But at the beginning, it's getting a swing going, make contact with that ball, moving that ball forward. You know, you don't even have to hit a nice golf shot. It just has to make line drive contact to eat up some ground, because there's also a time element when we play the hole. So, you know, that's one thing that I think the new golfers don't realize is that, you know, we only have between 10 and 15 minutes to play per hole. So they got to kind of hurry up at the beginning. They feel really rushed, but they get used to the pace. But They got to make contact, move the ball down the fairway, and then so everybody can move along. Once we get, you know, you get out to a public golf course, there's going to be a group right behind you waiting on you. So that's our focus on getting the women to get going, just to, you know, be able to participate and start playing.
Yeah, and you, the confidence that you develop in that first swing off the tee is going to take you right along. I mean, it's critical. I think this is a really, really good plan. Now, are you still doing, we haven't had a conversation in a long time. And if you'd like to find Casey, you can find Casey at CaseyNakamaGolf.com. Are you still Mililani, Pearl City, Bayview, doing the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center?
Right now, we are, okay, normally, Daniel, you know that our program runs at Pearl Country Club, and they're closed down right now for major renovations of the golf course and clubhouse. And so they are closed until October, November, right around in that area. And then when they reopen, then our program, our junior golf program, moves back up at the Pearl Country Club.
Okay.
But right now, we're temporarily at Newtown. We're doing a lot of swing work, and we're at the Newtown range because, you know, we don't have a putting green over here.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have a smaller program, but just to keep the kids, in touch with swinging the golf club. And, you know, once November, end of the year, this year comes around, kind of excited because I've seen a lot of the renovations that's going on at the Pearl Country Club.
Yeah.
It's going to be really nice. The golf course is going to be much more difficult, I think, once we get going. Yeah. The greens are a little different.
Okay, because everybody says Pearl Country Club is hard anyway. It's going to
be. Yeah, they're going to make it a little bit harder. They're going to redoing all the greens, reshaping all the greens, moving around some bunkers. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun and difficult.
Yeah, and it's funny that you should be telling all this because I was thinking I would love to talk to somebody at Pearl Country Club about what they're doing, you know, and when they're going to open. But you've taken care of that, October, November, and it's going to make the golf course going to be. What are they going to do with the restaurant?
They're renovating everything inside the building. You know, you can talk to Ed Kaviyama is a general manager up there, and when you get in touch with Ed, he can give you more details. But
you know,
from what I know, some of the plans is going to be it's going to be a really beautiful place.
Okay, so I are you still working with kids?
Yes, absolutely. Our junior golf program is still going. We have a smaller program because we're working on. Only at the driving range over here.
Sure.
And until the golf course gets opened up, then we get back on the golf course. Monolo Golf Club, that little private 9-hole club in Monolo Valley, has been really, really nice to us, and they've been letting the kids out late in the afternoons there. And so we do have days that we're hitting balls on the range, and then we have days that we go to the golf course at Monolo, and then they let the kids out, you know, let us play at that from about 3:30 in the afternoon. But yeah, you know, I really appreciate, you know, all the golf courses that do help us because, you know, we cannot run a golf program at a park. I need a golf course, and so I need cooperation from the golf course, and that they're gonna be able to help us. So, and Monolo has been great for us, and also Mililani too.
And Mililani, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. And are you on the Windward side?
No, currently we are not. We are just doing it on this side of the island right now.
Okay. And are you still open to kids registering for the next class starts?
We are taking on new kids, you know, coming into the program. The parents are constantly calling to get into our program. So, you know, we have our program runs for so many weeks, and then we take a couple of weeks off just in case of bad weather and stuff like that. So, and then we start up again. So there's certain program times that they can jump into the program. So we're winding down our first program of the year right now, and so we won't be getting going until probably about June is the next time we're going to be taking all the new players in.
Okay. And how do parents, they're calling you? Are they calling
they're calling that number 259-7712.
Yeah.
You know, obviously 808, yeah, 259-7712. Okay. That's our development center line. They'll be talking to Jerry, and Jerry's going to be taking down all the information, and they can get registered. get the emails up, and we can start sending them some information once our program schedule comes out.
That's wonderful. Now, are you going to play in the Mid-Pac Open?
You know, Daniel, I will be playing, and I already made my announcement that this is going to be my last year that I'm going to be playing Mid-Pac Open. The first time I played Mid-Pac Open was in 1979, and I'm 65 this year. We have a senior division, but that golf course is so hard, you know, that if we're not playing golf a lot and not practicing a lot, it's difficult to just defend yourself on the golf course. So I told Mike Calarada that this is going to be my last year that I'll be participating in the Mid-Pac Open. I'll constantly be supporting it, but this is the last year I'm going to be participating in it.
Totally understand. I mean, why would you want to beat yourself up?
it's so hard. If you're not practicing and you're not playing, and yeah, it's so hard, the golf course. You know? But you know, that's a fun part of it. That's a challenge for all good golfers. That, you know, we love that challenge of testing ourselves under those conditions.
You got to tell me.
Yeah, Mid-Pac is, yeah.
You got to tell me what you meant by defend yourself on the golf course.
You got to be able to hit decent tee shots. You got to be able to hold those greens. The greens are unbelievably hard and fast. And you know, Mid-Pac Open is kind of like our Masters in Hawaii, and it's the only tournament that we play for 4 days. And it's under difficult conditions. Usually the greens are really fast. Jason does a great job up there at Mid-Pacific, and it's just a tough golf course when we start playing it. So whoever wins that tournament, they're playing a really good golf.
Yeah.
At Mid-Pac.
Yeah. 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 I've heard, you know, Jason, evil Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, would you just, the reason I wanted to go into that is because you're not playing against your playing quote unquote partners. You're playing against the course.
You're battling with that golf course, and man, the golf course is not that long, and you know, that's the part where, but your shots have to be so precise when you're playing. The greens are so quick and fast that if you don't hit a real clean shot, the greens don't hold very well. So, and that's the demanding of all good golf tournament golf courses, that you got to hit a real clean shot so the ball can spin and hold on that green. And if you don't catch it just perfectly clean, the balls don't hold properly on the green, and you get the runoff because they have the turtleback greens at Mid-Pac, and the ball rolls off the edges, and then it becomes a difficult pitch and putt. You know, so yeah, everything about that golf course is tough, and then it gets windy out there. You know, so they got all the elements there.
Yeah, it got all the elements there. You're frightening people, Casey.
Yeah, no, all the players know what they expect. All the players that's going in, they enter, they know what they expect. Yeah.
Okay, they know what's coming. All right.
Yeah.
So do you have any protégés? I mean, you know, we always talk about how you were the phenomenal 14-year-old Michelle Wee getting her start at the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center.
You know, we just had a good group of girls that graduated through high school, and they're all doing well in college right now. We have, you know, Ryan Nakawa is at Oregon State, Kara Conashur at Colorado State, Nicole Tanoe at Cal State Northridge, Kelsey Inouye is at St. Martin. So we got a bunch of players. Dane Watanabe is playing for UH, and Dane is one of the top amateurs in the state.
Cool.
And he elected to stay home and play for Scott Simpson, which is a good idea, because Scott can, you know, there's a lot of knowledge with Scott Simpson. So, yeah, he wanted to stay home and learn a little stuff from Scott. So, but yeah, right now our high school kids are doing well. You know, we had some kids that won at the intermediate level, and the high school championships are just going to go on right now. The OIA championships just got done. And the Hawaii State High School Championships is going to be going on first week of May. So we'll see how our kids do.
Oh, they're going to they're going to do fine, because they're under such, in such good hands. Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, Managing Director, Newtown Range. That's on Ka'ahele, and Director of Golf and founder and owner of the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. It's always fun talking with you. Thank you so much for revealing the Mid-Pac golf course.
Are you doing the interview up there in the
morning? Oh, yes. I will be there. Oh, yeah. I'll be doing the show right from there. If you drop
it. You're always there up in the morning. So.
Yep. If you're going
to... NIFMAC's coming up, so I'm hitting balls. I'm trying to get myself ready, but it's a little tougher when you get a little bit older here.
I'll
try as best as I can.
If you drop in, that would be great if you come over to the table. We'll be, in the dining room somewhere. They'll put us over in a corner so we don't make too much noise.
Yeah, I'll pop in and say hello.
That would be wonderful. Casey Nakama, thank you for being inside the clubhouse. Aloha. All right. I'm not sure if I told you everything today, and I certainly did not give you tea time, so I must take care of that. It was 57 degrees way back, in the 6 o'clock hour. Volcano Golf Club has an 832, but, that's just right there. How about a 1048? Makalei has a 942, and the Prime Line engineers are going out. May y'all hit the sweet spot every time. At Poipu Bay, there's an 8:30, a 9:30, a 10:30. It was aerated on Tuesday. And women's volleyball, they're going out in the junior leaders, too. Kauai Lagoons has a 10:10. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, there's a 9 o'clock, or how about the 10:22? And then we've got Bayview at 10:08. And the Lost Boys are lost again. And they're going out today at Bayview, excuse me. And so may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And at Wailea, we have an 11 o'clock, an 11:10, an 11:20. See, that works. At the Emerald Course at Wailea, there's a 10:50 and an 11:20. The Blue Course has a 9:50 and an 11:30. And at Maui Nui, there's a 9:28. And they're all having a good time at Kapalua. There's a 10:10 and an 11 o'clock if you'd like to join in. And the dunes at Maui Lani has a 10:28. So what to expect? Mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly cloudy by afternoon. I guess that means a little bit of sun is going to peek through, which it seems to be doing just fine downtown. All right, leeward side, isolated showers in the morning. Windward and Mauka, scattered showers in the morning and then isolated showers in the afternoon. High today between 78 and 83, and the trade winds are with us 15 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers windward and the low about 66 to 71. Boy, it's really good sleeping weather. On Hawaii Island, there's a high wind warning until 6. That's for the Big Island summits. Partly sunny on the windward side, mostly sunny on the leeward side. Scattered showers just to cool you off, 79 to 84. Trades 15 to 20. It sounds like Hawaii Island would be a really cool place to be right now. And I want to just thank Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, Sandy Cross, the Chief People Officer, the PGA of America, and Michael Nider, the General Manager, Princeville Mackay Golf Club, Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, and Beth Ann Nichols for being inside the clubhouse, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, former college player. And of course, we are waiting to find out whether one woman will have 5 tournaments in a row. That it will be a record. And Nelly Korda, may you rock and roll and do it. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.